It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this special weekend episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of the podcast, and it's very, very different from everything you hear during the week. And we call the weekend episode of the show, Get It Off Your Chest. Now, for those of you who have been regular listeners to myself and Jeremy over many, many years, you might remember on our old nighttime show, we used to have a feature called Get It Off Your Chest. And Get It Off Your Chest was the most random ramblings in the world. We would talk about literally everything and anything. Well, that's exactly what our weekend episode of Opinions Matter is all about. Myself and Jeremy, and from time to time, especially this week, our Katie are here in studio just literally shooting the breeze, talking the most inane shite for your entertainment. So on this episode with myself and Katie, amongst other things, you'll hear us talk about the one thing that most people love but you can't stand. And wait till you hear Katie's one. It's the most bizarre, because I imagine 99% of you listening right now love this particular thing. Katie can't stand it. What is it? Stay listening. We also want to find out what your one pet hate is on the roads, and you'll hear Angry Darren being very angry about it. And the reason our Katie ended up accidentally in one of Dublin's biggest Garda stations. And it's a very bizarre story about how she ended up there. All that and much more with myself and Katie on this weekend episode of Opinions Matter. Let's start last Monday. We have our studio in a lovely part of Dublin, yeah?
Yeah, right on the seafront.
Right on the seafront in Portmarnock, and it's absolutely beautiful around here.
It's very romantic.
When it's the middle of winter, not so much. But the middle of summer. Anyway, there's a shop just across the road. There is...
There's
a little booth across the road.
I know where you're going with this.
And they both sell ice cream. Hmm. And I thought, I'll park my car and I'll go, because you were here just before me, I'll park my car and I'll go and buy an ice cream for me and Katie.
Yeah.
And what did I do?
Now, hang on. Anybody who listens to the show will know probably what happened next. Don't tell them what happened next. What's the issue here?
Okay, so I went and bought $2.99s. And because I didn't know if Katie would like raspberry sauce on it or not, or strawberry sauce, I didn't get any. But I did on mine. Raspberry sauce on my 99. I didn't get it on Katie's one because I didn't know what your preference was.
No.
And I arrived into our studio. In my hand, I had $2.99s. Now, see, can you guess what happened next? Send us a WhatsApp on 0858252626.
That's not the way it's going to go. Oh God!
What?
Turn that off for a sec. You've missed.
But don't, go on,
I've talked to you. You are an idiot.
I am an idiot.
Working with an absolute buffoon.
A buffoon.
A buffoon of a man. I.
Yeah. What are you doing? I don't know what that even says. I was praising your handwriting yesterday. And
I do have very good handwriting.
That's
very
a squiggly mess.
Because I'm writing at speed and out of frustration. I'm scribbling because I'm so... those scribbles represent my level of frustration. The scribblier, the more frustrated I am.
But your frustration is your own issue. I can't help you with that.
Oh, nobody can help me with that. No, here, listen. You know what I mean. I spoke to you about it. No, actually. Here, do you know what?
What? Anyway, what
you
happened
don't listen.
What happened when I arrived in the studio with the two ice creams? I know. I'm getting to
but
that.
But you're not getting to that. You're digressing right away from that.
I'm not. What do you think happened when I arrived at the studio with me two ice creams? I had one in my hand, in this hand, I had one in this hand. The one in this hand had raspberry sauce on it because I love that.
Yeah.
The one in this hand didn't.
That's the suspense when the big reveal, you're all going to like shit yourselves. No, they're actually not. Do you know what? Just tell them and then get on with it. Then get on with the bones of it.
The bottom line is, I handed Katie the ice cream and she, precise words were, ooh, I don't want that.
No, I said, how long do you know me? I said, thanks and all, but you know I hate ice cream.
You said, ooh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It's thick, sugary milk. It's rotten.
No, it's not. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I hate ice cream.
And that's the weird thing. So
I can't touch ice cream. I just don't like ice cream at all.
Who touches ice cream?
I don't know.
Like, honestly, who sticks their finger in ice
cream?
My kids. I bought Katie an ice cream, a lovely 99 from the Spar shop just down the road from us.
Just for next time.
And
just to let you know, next time I like vodka. So I'm joking. That's a joke. I'm not an alcoholic.
So had I brought you in a vodka, you'd have said, oh, thanks very much.
No, ice cream is vile. It's too cold. I was at a dinner party years ago and then they was giving ice cream and jelly after and I asked the host.
Jelly and ice cream. That's my dream.
I asked the host to heat it in the microwave for 30 seconds and then add some sprinkles because I had FOMO, but I didn't want to go quite down the ice cream route.
You asked somebody to put ice cream in the microwave?
Yeah, it was actually...
So then you had a bowl of cream.
I had a bowl of cream with sprinkles in it. Yeah.
You weirdo.
It wasn't too bad, to be fair.
Anyway, it got us to thinking, what is that? And we want to hear from you and we'll give away an Opinions Matter travel mug if you answer this question for us, okay? I was gobsmacked and it was only when I arrived here with the ice cream, I went, fuck, she doesn't eat ice cream. Mm. But it got us to thinking, what is the one thing that you can't stand? Now, it doesn't have to even be something that you eat. The one thing that you can't stand that most other people love.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. Yeah. What a pain in the hole.
Well, I'll give you one. U2. I can't stand them.
No, same.
Can't stand
them. They're overrated and Bono's a prick.
He's an absolute knob. And I can't stand U2. But it can be anything.
Pat, what about Trifle? Trifle's even worse.
What's wrong with Trifle?
What are you, 90?
90.
Trifle is for really old people who have like no teeth and like dentures and stuff. Trifle's granny food. Although you are at that stage. I'm not at that stage.
I'm sorry, Katie. You know you know nothing.
Jess, blasphemy.
You know nothing about what you speak. There is nothing wrong. Trifle is lovely.
Disgusting.
And I love the cheap trifle. Bird's trifle.
I'm sure you do.
Oh man, it's gorgeous.
What are you, 90 like?
No, I'm not 90.
Trifle
no.
is old people food.
It's not old people food, no.
It is. It's like that. Why don't you just have a drink? What's that drink that they give old people to make them fat when they can't eat? And you know, like to stop them dying because they're starving. Do you know the drink they give?
Drink they give old people to stop them dying.
Bovril. I don't know.
Bovril.
Old people who are in homes and they're like about to die because they can't eat. So they have to give them food to stop them dying. What is that? No, trifle needs to go in the bin forever.
There is nothing wrong.
I would put trifle on the same level as Adolf Hitler in terms of nasty.
Have you ever had a trifle?
Yeah.
A bird's trifle, cheap and cheerful. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's to die for. I was out for dinner a couple of weeks back and I ordered trifle for my dessert.
Oh, you're
it was gorgeous.
You're a special kind of person, aren't you?
If you like a bit of trifle, the Kettles on a Sunday, the Kettles near Swords, they do trifle and it's gorgeous.
No, it's literally on the same level as Hitler. In fact, if you put them together and ask which is more disgusting, I think it'll be a close call.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll see.
Trifle sells well on a Sunday in the Kettles.
So, yeah, if anybody knows the drink to stop old people dying, I think that's how they advertise it now. Want to stop your old people in your life dying? Try a glass of Bovril. That's the advert for it.
It's not Bovril, by the way. Bovril is just an oxtail drink.
No, I think it's the fattened old people
it's
up
not
drink.
Bovril.
I think it is.
It's not. Anyway, what is that one thing that you absolutely hate but most other people love? It can be something that you eat. I mean, Jamie, I hate pizza. Who hates pizza?
Meh.
Do you not like pizza?
Meh. Meh.
Really? Do you ever have pizza?
Oh, Jamie, I hate tea. Now, if anyone says coffee, they're getting blocked. So...
Oh, actually, I hate... Oh, no, you've just reminded me.
No!
I'll tell you what I hate.
No. Do not do a Gervert on this. Remember?
A Gervert?
If you're going to say what I think you're going to say...
I'm going to say it.
No.
I'm going to spit it out.
Nope.
You do it every day.
I do it every day. and it drives Adrian mad.
It drives me fucking insane.
Well, sorry for making myself look presentable for work. You should try it yourself sometime.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Write it down before you say it, because you could say anything here.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, there's so many things I don't know.
You said I make myself presentable for work every day.
I think you're talking about...
You're talking about...
On the cup. Lipstick on the cup.
Well, no.
Lipstick on the cup, because I obviously wear lip gloss. I try to make an effort going to work. I've asked Adrian to do
you
the same.
You look like a fucking scruff every day with a bit of lipstick.
A vagrant. I've asked you to do the same. It's actually, we're actually having a meeting about it in work next week. It continues to fall
Katie
on deaf ears.
Dresses like a scruff with lipstick. That's basically it. You do, though.
I don't. I will say not dress it.
You're
I'm semi-presentable.
Your get-up today is acceptable.
I will
yeah.
ask Ed.
Huh?
Will ask Ed.
Ask Ed? Why? What's he?
How creepy is that?
What?
Oh, my God. I'm going to send you a message now and it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, go on.
It's literally going to blow your mind. Okay, because
Gabriel or Gabrielle or whatever doesn't like pizza either. Yeah. What is the one
Finian
thing?
Says I hate cinema.
What's the one thing that you hate that most other people love? Send me a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626.
Let's see how much you listen to me. About 5 minutes before we went on air, myself and Adrian were talking about the ice cream incident, and I said, oh, you know, that's a good one to throw out to the listeners. And he was like, yeah, but what would you get in it? Just listen to that voice note.
Here we go. Have a listen to this.
I hate curries. I just can't stand curries. The smell of them and the taste of them. Like, the curry sauce is absolutely ugh.
Oh, no.
Who even invented them? Jesus Christ. That's what I can't stand. Curries or actually eggs.
Do you get to see
eggs?
Get them away from me. Get them away from me.
What's wrong with an egg?
You literally don't even get the significance of that message I sent you. You don't listen to me.
Why, did you mention curries?
Oh, dear God. Anyway, when we were talking about this, I said, you get loads of it. And you asked for, well, give me an example. I said, well, somebody might ring in and say they don't like curry.
Yeah, and there you go.
And there you go. I'm a psychic.
Curries. I just can't stand curries.
You can't stand curries. Now, what I would say to you, Ed, is you obviously have never had McDonald's curry sauce. Have you ever had McDonald's curry sauce?
No.
Oh, man, it's absolutely gorgeous.
No. McDonald's is ghetto food.
I'm not talking about
Carvery or ghetto food.
I'm not talking about McDonald's. I'm talking about a brand of curry powder you make a sauce out of.
I have not.
It's made in Drogheda. It's made around the corner from where you work.
Is it powder?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah, it's ghetto food.
No, what?
It's ghetto food.
Who are you, Jeremy Dixon? Anyway, McDonald's curry sauce. Seriously.
Here's a controversial one.
If you've never, ever tried it, you have to try it. It really is just top drawer.
You know, you go to the aisle in Tesco where they have all the spices and stuff. You can literally make your own. That's much healthier, much tastier. And
this is making your own. It's powder.
You're adding water to it. It's not. It's not real. It's slop.
Slop?
It's slop.
You would go into McDonald's in Drogheda and say that to them. This is slop.
Do they actually have that in Drogheda?
The factory is in Drogheda, you fool.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
It is true. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, Adrian, my name is Paul. The one thing I can't stand is coffee.
Really?
Coffee is the most vile drink that anybody could ever drink. It's coffee. It's disgusting. I took a sip many, many years ago. I spit it out. I've never drank a cup of coffee since. I think it's disgusting.
Coffee, you say?
What would I do without coffee? Oh my God.
No, that was my issue is Katie buys a coffee on the way to work from where? Costa or one of those
Costa,
places, yeah?
In Drogheda.
And you go into work with your lovely coffee. What sort of coffee do you get?
Cappuccino, always.
A cappuccino, lovely. Mm-hmm. Do you have chocolate
Unless
on
I'm
the
really
top
tired, then it's an Americano, with never espresso.
Okay,
oh God.
Do you have a bit of chocolate on the top of it?
No, just...
Anyway, here's my issue with Katie's coffee. She arrives into work at what, 7 or half 7 or whatever early hour of the day it is. Yeah, with your coffee, and that's great.
I don't think we did this. I actually could do you for slander on this one.
No, but this is actually true.
Prove it.
And Katie comes in with her lovely cup of coffee at 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's during the show.
She still has the same fucking cup of coffee.
I like cold coffee, but I never buy an iced coffee.
So
funny.
You buy a coffee and
Isn't
over a period of 4 hours it goes cold.
Mm-hmm.
And do you actually consume the whole lot of it?
No, I only drink about 3/4.
Over 4 hours.
You see, I don't like coffee when it's too hot. Jeez, maybe I have an issue with temperatures on stuff. I don't like coffee when it's too hot, so I have to wait until it gets semi-cold. But then I think that's having kids. I think any mom of young kids will understand the cold coffee.
Well, Katie,
thing.
Your kids aren't around when you're in work.
I know, but it's like I've gotten used to it.
No, and you are literally sipping out of the same cup 4 hours later, and it's vile. And then your lipstick is all over the cup. Ah! I feel ill every day when
right.
I see you.
I have to look through the studio glass window with you. So, I mean, we all have our crosses to bear. Thanks, hon. So,
Emma says, coffee shops can't make cappuccinos anymore. They're always lattes.
I don't know what that means. I got a cappuccino this morning.
Yeah, I would have thought that as well. Now, Katie, I've had a cappuccino. Don't know where you're talking about, Emma. Yeah, and as Jessica says, why don't you just get an iced coffee? Because by the time you're finished your coffee, it may as well be an iced coffee. Except
no.
The milk and everything has gone rancid after 4 hours.
No, it's sitting in a cup. It's fine.
No, it's vile.
Yep. Well, so is your face.
I only like my coffee in icing. I did hear that, by the way. I only like my coffee in icing. I can't beat a Super Value coffee slice. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Nice.
Coffee slice. Now, no.
Yeah, there's another one saying coffee
should
is
not
vile.
Be in a cake, and carrots should not be in a cake. Sorry, but who eats carrot cake and what is wrong with you?
I'm kind of agreeing with you on that. Darren also doesn't like coffee. I wonder, the people who don't like coffee, it must have been that cheap Nescafe or something that you had a taste of that put you off. When you get a nice coffee, there's nothing nicer.
No, there is not nicer.
I make my own little coffee at home in the morning.
That's ghetto coffee.
It's not?
It's ghetto coffee. It's I've not. Seen that coffee. It looks like ghetto coffee.
I heat up the milk. Yeah. Half a cup of milk, heat that up, and then I put my coffee in, a little bit of sugar, I stir it up, I have a whisker, zzz, you know those vibratory yolks?
Threads, I've got threads here.
What?
Threads. Remember threads? Remember threads? You remember threads.
Oh, I do.
Remember, what's the word? Is transgression the word? I have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. But here someone said, iced coffee is the bomb. Now, that is notions. Isn't that notions?
Well, people who drink iced coffee.
Yeah.
Why? What's...
It's such a notion thing to do.
Why? Like what's people, wrong with iced coffee? Like no, it wouldn't be for me. I don't like iced coffee, but I, would, I wouldn't judge.
It's for basic bitches.
Jesus, say it as it is there.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Cheese popcorn is vile. What the fuck is cheese popcorn?
Oh, Manhattan make a lovely cheese popcorn. Oh, Jess, seriously, what's wrong? Cheese popcorn is lovely. You never had cheese popcorn?
No.
Oh, get it. It's in a blue packet. Manhattan make it. And I eat it regularly. Stephen says the smell of coffee is disgusting too. Vivian says, for me, coffee is just too bitter. I'd need 20 odd sugars to make it palatable. Now, I do have a couple of sugars in mine, but not 20 or anything like it. Coffee is amazing. Carrot cake as well. What's your issue with carrot cake?
What?
What's your issue with carrot cake?
Oh, it's for scum.
You're laughing to yourself. That's a really worrying sign.
Marty, yeah, I know.
Katie's just sitting there.
Marty on Facebook says, iced coffee with me Crocs and a pack of Bounties for the win. Don't block me, Katie. Yeah. Obviously, Bounties and Crocs are block. Bye, Marty.
I can't stand. Actually, here's a weird one for you. I hate coconut. I absolutely despise coconut. It should never have been invented.
I like
invented.
The smell of it. The smell of it's okay.
It should never have been invented, yeah? Were coconuts invented or did they just happen?
I have no idea.
Anyway, I hate coconut. I hate the taste of it. I hate coconut milk. I hate anything to do with coconut.
Tomatoes.
You're not a fan of tomatoes?
Mm-mm.
But you know Mikado biscuits?
Yeah.
They've sprinkles of coconut on the top.
Swiss roll. That's ghetto cake.
Fuck off. No, out.
It's ghetto cake.
Out.
It is ghetto cake.
Hang on. Hello, security. Come up here and drag her out of here, will you? What is wrong with the Swiss roll?
No, Swiss rolls
are, they're to die for.
You really are a basic bitch, aren't you?
I love Swiss rolls.
You're the kind of person who eats beans on toast and thinks it's gourmet.
Out.
You're such a loser.
I would love nothing more than beans on toast, yeah? Followed by a bit of Swiss roll.
Oh, what's that really gross ice cream?
Not mad about the brown Swiss roll, though.
What's that really gross ice cream that all the scangers eat that they think is really posh? What's it called?
Viennetta.
No, I think there's another one. And that all the scangers eat it and they think they're really posh because they eat it. But actually, it's ghetto ice cream. What is it? What's it called?
Ooh, Pat says, Adrian, have you tried the bakery in Rialto that has massive macados? No, I haven't. I was about to say, before you rudely interrupted me, yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You know, macado with the spongy bit and the red bit and the red jam in the middle?
The vagina cakes.
Yeah, those ones. Yeah. And they're sprinkled with coconut. Mm-hmm. I love them, but I hate coconut. How is that? I hate onions, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yet I'll eat a McDonald's burger because the onions are tiny on them.
Ghetto, Adrian.
I can't explain it. I hate fish.
It's romantic
Sharon.
Ice cream.
Do you
yeah.
like fish? Do you like the smell of fish?
No. I do like fish. Yeah, I cook. My kids like, they're very good for eating salmon and stuff. Sorry, they say, Jess says it's romantica. It is romantica. Do you know all the Antos and the Jacintas with their Dutch gold and their...
There is nothing wrong with romantica.
The romanticas after going to the Lidl's.
Is that the one with the brown and white layers and... And the chocolate, it's in a kind of a chocolate bowl. Oh, man, I'm there.
Ghetto.
I am there. I hate beans, says Aaron. Aaron, who listens to this podcast who hates beans? That's disgusting. Ginger cake is lovely. Actually, I've a new thing. I've a new thing that I'm starting to like. Biscoff. You ever had Biscoff?
That's all right. It's overrated.
No, lovely.
That's notionsy as well. What is it with people and notions? It's like avocados.
Well, Biscoff is just a fucking biscuit.
It's
Bounty yeah. bars are gorgeous that nobody ever.
Sarah says, I love Romantica. Well, sorry to tell you, Sarah, you're scum. I know I'm joking. I don't mean that.
No, Romantica, whatever happens
Romantica
to the
is, no.
You do get it in some places, don't
it's
you?
It's like Angel Delight.
I haven't had that for years.
I thought you were going to throw me out again.
No, I'd love a bit of Angel Delight.
Ghetto food.
Vivian says a pineapple Swiss roll is savage. I'm with you there,
no,
Vivian. I'm with
there.
You. What?
The ultimate ghetto food
Go
of
on.
All time. There you go. Luke's message. Luke, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, this is a subject of much debate in our house. My wife won't go for a carvery.
It's
unless we're really, really stuck for a bit of food. Yeah, mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, will have a carvery, mm-hmm. But I have to see that the food is fresh. I have to make sure that it hasn't been sitting there for hours. Yeah, carvery is great because you can have what you want. One week I might want roast beef, the next week I want turkey and ham.
Yeah, but you can also have it with the chef's rubbing his dirty hands all over and it's been sitting
That's
out
my
for like
point.
5 hours.
I want to see that it hasn't been sat out for 5 hours. I'll only have like roast beef if it's a fresh joint of beef.
No. Yeah, but no. No, it's no.
Marty says steak and kidney pie in a tin. Oh,
is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, Frey Bentos steak and kidney pie. Oh, I'm there.
Geez, Adrian, you belong in a council estate in Finglas.
Diane says, I'm having Biscoff biscuits now, dunked in my tea. I have to say, they're growing on me. Biscoff biscuits. You see, I love Kimberley's, and they're kind of a similar flavour. They're kind of a gingery flavour.
Don't like ginger. No, don't like ginger.
Katie, my idea of a Saturday night is eating a romantica in my Crocs.
Who's that from?
That's from Jess.
Yeah, Jess, that's where you're single, love. I really need to think before I talk.
You really need to actually zip up your mouth.
No, Jess, we good, Jess. Jess, me and Jess are tight. We're good. That's fine. Aren't we, Jess?
Sam says, carveries are only good when you're starving. It has no flavour. I'd smother it in gravy, says Sam. And then Dara, you see, it is. These are the topics of the age.
These are
carvery what? Is lovely, says Dara.
Yeah, no, Dara, it is, if you're from the ghetto.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
Come here, I want to play a message for you that came into us a while ago. And you know our friend Angry, that's what we call him. We call
I
him
don't
Angry.
Call him Angry.
Ah, he's angry. He's angry. He's always angry. Well, Angry Darren has been on to us, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to thinking, what annoys you as you're driving on the roads? Oh, I have one now, but actually you've loads.
There's a lot of things that annoy me. People who don't let you in when you skip the queue.
Okay, we wait for a sec.
Okay, because I'm... Okay, let's go.
Let's have a listen to Darren's message. Darren sent us this in just a couple of minutes ago, and we want to hear from you about the things that annoy you most on the road.
And you get a mug for the best one, by the way.
You do, you get a mug for the best one. It's not just a mug, Katie. It is an exclusive Opinions Matter, a reusable travel mug produced in the United Kingdom, made in UK, and it is, what else does it say on the bottom here? Does anybody ever read, microwave safe?
Darren or Dara, whatever, Dara says, Kate, you're my age, you're 29, aren't you? Yeah, Dara, yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, I'm 29. Yeah, just gone 29 actually last week.
You're starting to sound like Jeremy. It goes on like he's 38. Like,
oh, do you remember Jeremy said he's in the same generation as me and your son?
He hasn't seen 38 since he saw a road sign saying 38 kilometres. Like, anyway, you could win one of these. Our Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs, just for telling us the thing that annoys you most on the roads. Anyway, Darren is angry, as always.
I have a topic. Now, people who cannot drive on roundabouts, they go from the inside lane to the outside lane to the exit, and then they beep at you as if you're in the wrong. It boils my piss.
Oh, I told you he was angry.
Darren needs
I did say he was angry.
He must have run out of weed.
That's angry Darren.
I've never heard Darren that angry.
Let's hear him again.
I have a topic.
Angry.
Now, people who cannot drive on roundabouts.
Getting angrier.
They go from the inside lane to the outside lane to the exit, and then they beep at you as if you're in the wrong.
Oh, really angry?
It boils my piss.
And now overflowing with anger.
That escalated.
That is anger. Anyway, we want to hear from you about the thing that annoys you most on the road. Now, Darren, I have to ask, because one of our listeners has asked, and I have to ask, were you actually driving when you recorded that voice note?
Ooh.
Oh, controversial. Because if you were, then you're the problem.
Don't victim blame. Victim blame our listeners.
I will victim blame.
Darren,
I will.
Don't mind them.
That is victim blaming. If you were driving when you sent that message, then you are part of the problem. Anyway, Katie, without exhausting the list, what's up there? What's the number one?
Well, I like to use bus lanes when I'm not supposed to because I think I'm better than anybody else and shouldn't have to sit in traffic. No, that's not true, but I do like
it. It's actually true.
No, I don't. That's a joke. That's called being facetious. But I do
I would say, as the words were coming out of your gob,
I just heard
you
them
thought
say,
to yourself,
pull it back
fuck,
a bit.
I probably shouldn't say this that I drive in bus lanes.
No, I do enjoy using a good bus lane. So when somebody won't let me in because I've used said bus lane, I'm like, screw you. You're just angry you didn't think of it. I don't do traffic. I just don't do traffic. I will use a bus lane and I'll say it loud and proud. I am a bus lane user. Come at me. I don't care. I don't have patience. I think I'm neurodivergent.
So you're entitled to use the bus lanes and nobody else is. I hope you get a fine one day. You can't get penalty points.
No, you can't get penalty
for driving in the bus lane.
But
I hope you get a fine.
Of all the money or of all the time I would have saved, I'll take the fine. I'll pay three fines because it's been worth it. It's like I'm paying for a service, like paying your eFlow toll. That's fine. I'll pay the fine.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Do you get me?
Have you ever been fined?
No.
Have you ever been caught?
I got stopped once and the guard let me go. I got stopped in Finglas actually. I was on my way and we were working in 98 at the time and I got stopped and this guard came over and I turned on the waterworks. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. Oh, sure, going up this way and around that way. Thanks, Emil. So off I went and I was back in the lane again then.
I wonder what has happened if a bloke did that.
Do you think women get away with more?
Oh, fucking right you do. I wonder, imagine the scenario. I'm driving in same said bus lane, and I get pulled in by a guard and I'm sorry, guard, I'm lost. What would he do?
Mark says he doesn't like entitled drivers like me.
Yeah,
Mark,
no, I can't stand entitled drivers.
In the bus lane, they're there for everybody
to
use.
They're not there for everybody to use. That's the whole thing.
Oh, who has the time?
Well, you don't, obviously.
I don't have patience. And it's actually, I could actually nearly call it, something that I can't help. So really, it's not my fault.
No, I hate entitled people like you as well. And by the way, if when you're trying to get out of the bus lane, back into the correct lane. Yeah,
I know most people let me through.
I would literally, do you know what I'd do?
What?
I want to show our listeners what I would do to you.
Give me the finger.
I would literally, watch, look. That's what I would do. Look. That's what I'd do.
No, I hate that.
What?
People giving the fingers when they're driving.
I would definitely give you the finger.
People who give the fingers when they're driving, like, grow up.
No, if you were trying to get into the bus lane or out of the bus lane into the normal traffic lane, yeah, and I was the next person in line and I was to let you in, I would literally do that to you.
Jesus, people take their...
Their what?
Their stuff very seriously, don't they? Like, entitled drivers. Mark, I'm not stopping you using the bus lane, hon. Back in your box.
He's not allowed to use the bus lane.
Well, you actually are allowed to use it between certain times.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are 24-hour now. Darren says, no, I was at my destination when I recorded it. Oh, no, he doesn't speak in that way. No, I was at my destination when I recorded it. Isn't that how he speaks? With anger? Most people cannot drive in this properly in this country, says Darren. Darren is proof that weed doesn't relax you. And Darren says, you're basing that on a voice note. You don't know me, you fool. So there's murder going on our page. There was absolutely anger in Darren's message.
It boils my piss.
Now, that's anger, isn't it?
That is anger.
Isn't it? That's our new line for the podcast.
It boils my piss.
Yeah, we're going to keep playing that. That's what Darren feels about...
Okay, we need to move on.
Roundabouts. No.
Okay, now it's getting annoying. Piss. Sorry, Darren.
It does. No. Darren's right to be angry.
People
What's wrong, Darren?
Off.
Boils my piss.
They're right. Switching off and they're driving.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks. What is it that annoys you on the roads? Is this from Garrett? Yeah. Is this on this topic? Yeah.
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. No. It's. I didn't listen to
well,
everything.
Guys,
I got bored.
My pet hate on the roads.
Oh.
Is these foreign learner drivers on their own, unable to drive the cars. Stopping and starting and oh Christ, I drive a lorry and it's just torture. Like a quarter of a ton car compared to a 30 ton truck. You don't need to be a fucking magician. You know? It's terrible.
Thank you. I never knew Garrett was a truck driver. There you live and learn.
Truck drivers, like, isn't it said that they have like loads of kids everywhere? Isn't that a thing?
Jesus, I hope his wife isn't listening.
No, I'm not talking about him, but isn't it a thing?
You like can't be spreading drivers. Rumors like that. Loads of our listeners
They're
are truck drivers.
They're spreading their seeds as well.
No, don't
as
be saying that.
Spreading their cargo.
They're spreading their seeds.
Yeah. They're impregnating a lot of women, Adrian, if you want the technical term for it.
Jesus, that's where did you get this shit from?
I don't know. It just comes into my head and I say it and I don't think about it and then I regret it later. That's how it works.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll.
Keep your messages coming in to us to 085-825-2626. Jessica says, people who park in disabled spots and they don't need to, you're just a royal arsehole. Yeah. I agree 100%.
No, I do enjoy a good mother and baby spot.
Ah, yeah, I park in them now.
Yeah.
I do. Dara says, tractors bouncing up and down on the M50. Tractors aren't meant to be on the M50. Did you know that?
I've never seen one on the M50.
I have. So. I actually have. Tractors aren't meant to be on motorways. Well, actually, no, that's probably not true. A vehicle that can't travel over 50 kilometres an hour shouldn't be on the motorway. I think that's tractors. Can tractors go faster than 50?
I don't know. I'm not a farmer.
Okay. Keep your messages coming in to 085-825-2626. I think Darren boils my piss.
Oh.
To put it, yeah.
Oh, Darren.
Yeah.
Who said that? Let's get a fight between them. Let's put his name up. Let's type their names together and let them go at it. Yeah,
now, Chloe was on to us, yeah. And Chloe says, the Walkinstown roundabout gives me the fear.
It is a very extensive roundabout.
It is. Is it the biggest kind of normal roundabout in the country? Because we have big, huge, you know, big, huge ones on the motorways. Yeah, not them. Is it the biggest roundabout in on the roads?
I think it is. Are you ever on a flight and you hear there's a woman pilot and you get scared?
Jesus. Did you actually say that out loud?
No.
Did you see the story last week of the mother and daughter flying a plane?
No.
They both work for Aer Lingus. And for the first time ever in the airline's history, a mother was the captain and her daughter was the first officer.
Wow.
And they flew the plane. You'd get up and get off.
Oh, no, I trust it more when it's a man for some reason.
Hi, this is Captain So-and-so and beside me is my daughter.
Oh, yeah. One year we were going to Lanzarote and a female came on. I was not best pleased for the rest of the flight. I was very nervous. Yeah. No.
What's your issue with the female pilot?
It makes me nervous. When I'm already a nervous flyer.
Yeah.
It just makes me extra nervous. It's probably because I've seen myself drive. You've seen me drive.
Oh, I don't want to see you drive again.
I'm a French driver.
What does that mean?
They're bad drivers in France. I definitely picked up the French drivers.
Well, you're a woeful driver. You are one of the worst drivers I've ever had the mispleasure of being in the car with. So much so, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a true story.
Wait, before you say this, can you actually let me know what you're going to say?
No, this is a true story. I literally avoid at all costs taking a lift from Katie. Katie, a few weeks ago, I told her my car was in for a service and she said, oh, well, I'll give you a lift. And I said, it doesn't matter, I'll hitch a lift. So I did, I hitched a lift.
You literally didn't hitch a lift. You would be safe, Adrian. I would not let anything happen. I would not let anything
happen.
You're
the worst. I know a woman pilot. Jesus, Katie, don't say that. You can't say that. No, you can't. You cannot say that. That you're extra nervous if it's a female pilot.
But it's like when you see women bus drivers and stuff.
What about them?
I don't know. It's just like, it's just mad, isn't it? Isn't it really funny?
Hello.
Or when you see like a woman van driver.
How are you? Sorry, Katie, the 1970s is on the phone for you.
I'm a traditional gal.
Traditional?
Yeah, but like women truck drivers, would a woman truck driver do for you? Do you know, like breaking the boundaries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know any female truck drivers now. Do you?
No, but I would love a go on a truck, I have to say.
You'd love a go on a truck?
Yeah.
What sort of, you'd like to buy one or drive one?
Yeah.
Here, can I tell you, you can't drive that car you have, let alone a fucking 40-foot container truck.
Who am I insured with, Selena Dunn? I can't remember. I actually don't know. Do you know who you're insured with?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you actually know without having to check your window?
Yeah.
I have no idea who I'm insured with.
When did you get the insurance?
Oh, like a month ago.
Was it just an automatic renewal?
No, I changed company.
You moved to a new company, you negotiated.
I got it really, really cheap, actually. It was really
happy. Negotiated a new...
Well, I didn't negotiate. I just went online and put in my details, and then it came up. It was quite cheap, actually. I was happy.
And who's
it's like
with?
400 quid. I can't remember.
Have you a disc on your windscreen?
Yeah.
And you don't remember what it is?
No. Why?
Do you know the reg of your car?
No. I need to check. Actually, hang on. I have a picture of it. So when people ask for my reg, like if I'm ringing someone and they want my reg, I have it saved in a special folder of car reg. That's not that funny.
No, it is. Why don't you just remember the fucking thing?
You don't believe me. You think I'm messing.
Why don't you just remember it off by heart?
That takes time. Who
it doesn't.
Has the time?
It takes about 10 seconds. I remembered my new car reg a couple of months ago within 10 minutes.
No, so what I did was, I was actually really smart. When I bought the car, I got it last year. And when I bought it, and obviously I was going through insurance and stuff, and obviously at the insurance companies, I want to know the reg. So I made a folder and, hang on.
Fucking hell.
I have to find the folder now because sometimes it goes missing. There it is. Look. There.
Oh, that's an awful reg, though. No, that's not easy to remember.
No, it's not an easy number. Like, there's like 1, 2, 3 first, then the letter Dublin, by the way. Then
How are you ever going to remember that? No, that's hard.
So
yeah.
I have my folder. So when, like, if I'm speaking to a company about my car and they say, oh, what's your reg? Or if I'm getting my car, something done to my car, and they say, I say, hang on a second, I'm very efficient. Let me check my folder and I can tell you. So I just go into my folder.
As opposed to learning it off by heart. I can probably tell you the reg of my last 5 cars.
Can you?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, probably.
Really?
If I thought about it, yeah.
Who has the time to remember? Just take a picture of it. You know, down here when we have to give our reg, every so often they'll ask for an update. You know, like, is there any update in the reg? We're doing the whole thing again. So when you park here, you have to pay parking at the hotel. But we obviously get it free because we're the elite. And
no, we're just the staff.
We're not actually.
Well, we have an office in the place. Yeah. Yeah, look, our salubrious office. Look, the beautiful blue walls.
If anybody could see this.
Kip of a place.
Vomit in the corner.
Dead bodies on a Monday.
I think there's semen on the wall.
That may or may not be true. It's most likely
Jeremy
not true.
Jeremy spends a lot of time in here.
Ah, stop it. Stop. Anyway, can we move on?
Sorry. Does anybody actually know their own? Like,
I know mine off by heart.
Do you know your bank account number?
Yep.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know your mortgage number? Oh, you probably don't have a mortgage anymore because you're loaded.
No, I don't know my mortgage number.
I don't know my mortgage number.
Who needs to know their mortgage number?
I don't know.
But do you know your bank account number?
No.
I do. Yeah. I know it off by heart.
I'll give you a laugh. Actually, no, I won't. No, it doesn't matter.
Go on. Give me a laugh.
Right. So you know the way my full name isn't my name. You know the way Katie isn't my actual name. We won't get into that. Do you know the way my name isn't actually Katie?
Yes.
But that's what I am. It's my radio name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I'm speaking to insurance companies and they ask me the spelling of, so I have a double barrel name.
Yeah.
So I actually have to check that regularly to see if there's one of them at the end.
And is there?
I can't remember. It's on my passport, but I don't have my passport here. So there's an E or not. So E or not to E. That's the question.
So, sorry, hang on. Let me just get this right. So you have your name has an E on the end of it, or does it?
So my name isn't actually Katie. It's actually not Katie. You actually call me. You misname me all the time.
Well, no, I regularly call you that, but not in public.
You do actually call me that, don't you?
Yeah, but not in public.
Yeah, but if obviously when you have to have the proper name for stuff,
yeah,
I get asked to spell it, but then I forget because then I'm afraid that I have to send in, like, do you know when you have to send in proof of your name and stuff, and I'm like, did I get it wrong? Let me tell you, I'll check my passport. Hang on, I have a photo of my passport too. I keep it for my passport number because I don't know my passport number either.
Well, no, nobody knows their passport number now, in fairness.
I'm surprised you don't know yours.
No, I don't. I know my car reg. I can even tell you, here's one for you, Katie.
What?
Because Vivian just messaged. I can still remember the reg of my very first car, says Vivian, yeah? Do you even know what your first car was?
Yeah. It was a little Peugeot 106 and I crashed it a week after I got it.
Brilliant.
I drove into the back of someone and then she actually did me for whiplash and she didn't have whiplash.
Anyway, Vivian says, I can still remember the name of my, the reg of my first car, 99D51756.
What was your first car?
A Mazda 323.
There, look, it does have a, sorry, there is an E at the end. So, yeah. I'll okay. forget that again by tomorrow.
Anyway, my very first car was a Mazda 323. And the reg was, wait till you hear this now, 592UZH. That was back before we had reg plates like we have now.
And why is this significant and why should this be remembered?
Because I can remember it.
Oh.
It was so long ago.
Do you remember your first phone number?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. In my own or in my first house?
House and your own.
Yeah. Our home number when we were kids was 851155.
Is that still your number?
No.
Oh, I'm going to prank your dad.
No, it's not.
Is that Tony's number?
No. Oh. 851155, which is a cool number.
Where was that?
That was in Ballybrack.
Okay.
Yeah, 851.
Was it 01?
Yep. But that was before we had 7-digit numbers. It was only 6, 8, 5.
So literally anybody could guess your number and prank you?
No, we did. We usually did all the pranking. Long story.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
What, on the phone show?
No. Back in the day, will you hear this story? This is a true story. Back in the day, many people will remember, back in the 80s, there was a radio station called Radio Nova, okay?
Before Radio Nova, that is now, it's a different Radio Nova.
Yeah, it was the big, huge pirate station
in
the 80s.
My buddy worked on it, didn't he?
Who?
Decky Wacky.
He did, yeah. Anyway, Radio Nova was the biggest radio station in Dublin at the time, yeah?
Right.
And somehow, there was some fuck-up in the phone exchange.
Okay.
And every single phone, this is a true story, by the way, every single phone call for Radio Nova came to our home number.
No way.
Yeah. And myself and my dad copped this after about 10 minutes. Hello, Radio Nova? No, you've got the wrong number. Anyway, we eventually realised everybody was ringing, every phone call that came to our number was looking for Radio Nova.
Look, my dream might come true. Garrett!
Anyway, but yeah, so we spent an hour and a half answering phone calls for a competition
That's
on Radio
class.
Nova, and we kept telling them all, you won.
Oh, brilliant.
You won the competition. Yeah. Well done.
I would have
done. Sorry, Gareth is offering
Gareth.
A go of his Scania.
Yeah, he's off to send me a picture, and he said I can drive his. Yay.
Gareth, can I strongly advise you not to?
Ah, they're indestructible. Look at the size of that yoke.
What?
Look at the size.
You're impressed with Gareth's?
I'm impressed with Gareth's equipment.
All right.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Katie, I want you to share the story with us that you were telling me earlier on because I'm struggling with it and it raises a question about lies that you've told that you were caught out on.
Well, no, I wasn't
caught out on.
No, I wasn't caught out.
Well, you kind of were.
Well, it got me out of what would it have been? If I hadn't have done it, what would it have been?
A fine and probably 3 penalty points at least, yeah, would have been. Or if you'd been done for dangerous driving, it would have been even more.
Ah, you flash a bit of cleavage, Jimmy Grant. You see, men don't have that.
I'd love tits. Did I say that out loud?
They get you in some sticky situations with the guards.
Do they?
Ah.
Like, what do you do?
You just show a bit of cleavage.
Right, so hang on.
I'm actually joking. I don't know if that works or not. I'm not a whore, so I actually have lots of self-respect. Ladies, don't try this at home.
So tell me your little story. I want to talk to you, by the way. I have an Opinions Matter travel mug for a lucky caller here, okay? Or a message or a WhatsApp voice note. I want you to tell me the biggest lie that you were ever caught out on or weren't caught out on.
Aha.
So wait to hear this story that Katie has to tell us. And you can WhatsApp us 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can comment in the comment section on Facebook. Sorry, who said that? Michelle, have a lovely day tomorrow, Adrian. Why, what's tomorrow? It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Could you turn your yoke down there a little bit? It's pointing.
See,
up.
Jeremy, you see, when I'm on with Jeremy, he puts it up here. You want it down there.
Yeah.
Why are you two never happy?
I
want a raise because I'm telling
you. Anyway, thank you, Michelle, who said have a lovely day tomorrow. Thank you, Michelle.
Why would you say have a lovely Thursday tomorrow?
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Thursday. I'll try to have a lovely Thursday. Anyway, tell me the story, Katie. There you were coming home from work one day.
So I was coming home from work one day. I was pregnant at the time. So like pregos get away with more, definitely. And so we should. I was pregnant enough to show, but not pregnant enough to be. Very,
huge,
very big.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were working in 98 at the time and I was going home and I was just knackered and fed up and the traffic was quite bad. So I was doing my normal driving,
mm-hmm.
which is
horrendous.
I was probably driving worse than normal. I was in a bit of a hurry. The guard stopped me and he pulled me over and I thought, oh, fuck. Fuck's sake, here we go. 120 quid. I don't mind the money. The money's fine. It's 3 penalty points.
Yeah, that's the hard bit.
Yeah, I think I already had 6. I have no penalty points, by the way. Just let that sink in when you talk about my driving.
At this moment?
At this moment, I've none. Oh, I think I'm due some, though. I think I got done on the M1 the other day. Highly likely.
I have 3.
Do you?
Yeah.
For what?
I've been flashed by one of those fucking vans.
Yeah. Speeding?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Oh, I was only doing 61 and a 50.
That's 10 kilometres
over. Wasn't touring along.
What I always do is I always flash oncoming because I'm a good citizen.
No, I do myself, and
I'd
did after that. But I knew when
people.
I went past the van, I knew, I just knew it.
You just know, don't you?
Yeah.
Although sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're convinced, oh, I'm after being caught and nothing ever comes.
No, I know, but it did on this occasion. Anyway, go on. It was actually, you know my car that I have here now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was the very first day I've got the bloody thing. I was only in the car an hour. I was only in the car an hour. Anyway, moving on.
So yeah, anyway, the guard stopped me. And he's like, oh, license and registration, whatever the fuck they ask. Here we go. Yeah. What's the story? Why are you driving like that?
Come on. Spit it out.
I said, I'm sorry, guard. I said, I am pregnant and I am about to pee myself. So obviously his demeanor changes. He's like, oh, right. Okay. So I thought he's going to let me go. This is great.
But no.
No.
This is how you were caught out with your lie.
He escorted me back the whole way to the Garda station to use the toilet.
So he said to you, follow me.
Yeah.
He followed him to be specific, Fitzgibbon Street Garda station.
I was about to wet myself and he literally sped the whole way back so that I could go to the toilet.
And he brought you into Fitzgibbon Street Garda station.
I had to pretend to take a wee.
And did you need a wee even vaguely?
That is the worst on my life. He brought me back to the Garda station to use the loo. I didn't even have to pee. Then I had to feign, oh, thank you. He ruined my day. He literally added time to my day.
So you went out afterwards and you said, thanks very much, Garda. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's very kind of you to do that.
Yeah.
I'd be better now.
I'd say 20 minutes, half an hour to
your journey.
To my journey that was supposed to be shortened by 20 minutes, half an hour.
Because you were driving like a lunatic.
Because I was driving. Well, lunatic's a bit harsh. I was in a hurry, let's say.
Okay.
But yeah, so I had to go the whole way back to the Garda station to pee when I didn't need to pee.
Okay, we want to hear from you about lies that you were caught out on or
not caught out on. Adrian, you've got one.
I've got one. I was half caught out on it, okay? And I'll explain what I mean. I was half caught out. So back in the day when we were still working in FM 104 doing the nighttime show, I'd used all my holidays for the year and it was kind of October, November. And we had a wedding coming up that I'd forgotten all about.
Mm.
But I'd no holidays left. I literally had no days left. So we went to the wedding, and I can tell you exactly where it was. It was in Kilmessan, in the station house in Kilmessan in County Meath, for anybody who's ever been there. Lovely place. Were you ever there?
I went to school near there.
Did you?
Well,
were you ever in the station house?
Yeah.
It has an old station house.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a bit basic.
A bit basic?
Ah, it's a bit basic.
Oh.
I think it's a bit. Do you like it?
I love it, yeah.
I think it's a bit basic.
Anyhow, the wedding was in the station house. So we arrived and we're having a pint or whatever. And I headed up to our bedroom because we were staying in the hotel. And I lay on the bed and I rang my boss at the time. Harry Dave. I rang my boss at the time. Oh, Harry Dave. Listen, I'm dying. I'm not going to be in tonight because it was the nighttime show, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be in tonight. I'm in bits. Oh, no problem. I'll get somebody to cover for you. Thanks very much,
poor
Dave.
Adrian.
Much appreciated.
You must have been feeling really crap, were you?
No, I just hopped up out of the bed and went down and finished off my pint. So we had a great day. It was a great wedding. And that night, the wedding was so good. Let me just explain to you. The wedding was so good. It was such a great night. I even got up and sang with the band. And you know my party piece, Sweet Caroline. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's still doing that.
Still doing that, yeah. I got up and I sang Sweet Caroline, had the place hopping. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Hang on. If I can get this person on, this is a mug winner right here. In fact, I'll give this person 3 mugs for the lilac.
What? I don't... So she dumped me. She found out. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, here, get that person on, please. Anyway, so I rang in sick.
Okay.
The wedding was so good. No, sorry, I was working with Jeremy at the time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy was the producer of the phone show.
Okay.
But I never told him.
Was I working with you at the time?
I think you might have been, yeah. But I didn't let him in on it. Didn't let you in on it. Didn't let anybody in on it, okay? So, because I didn't want anyone else to get into trouble for my lie. Are you with me?
Yeah, but...
Didn't want anyone to get the blame.
I wouldn't have told on you.
Ah, you would. You're a rat.
Bros before hoes.
So, you're not a bro.
I'm a bro.
Anyway, so I rang in sick. But the wedding was so good, I got up singing and everything at the end of the night, yeah? Great crack indeed. So the next night, back in work I was, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it was obviously a midweek wedding because I was back at work next day.
Yeah.
And on the talkback, I'm in the middle of the phone show, and on the talkback, Jeremy says to me, were you out last night? I said, what do you mean was I out last night? I was sick last night. Oh, yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, grand, okay. Half an hour later, in the talkback in my ear, he says, were you out last night? I said, why do you keep asking me that? He said, answer the question, were you out last night? I said, why do you keep asking? And he said, I've just had 2 phone calls in the last half hour from different people saying how good you were at singing at the wedding last night. Uh-oh.
You could have just said they were mistaken, though.
2 people. If it had been one, I'd have bullshitted my way out of it.
You could have said it was an anti-Adrian campaign. There's loads of them.
If it was one person, I'd have got away. Anyway, I eventually had to spill the beans to Jeremy that actually I was off last night. And he was annoyed that I didn't tell him and blah, 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 blah. But I didn't tell anybody.
But he would have been complicit.
He would have been complicit. And that's why I didn't tell him.
Well, you were very... So you're actually doing everybody a favour. What you're doing was actually in the best interest of everybody.
Correct.
So actually what everybody should be doing is thanking you.
So, the wedding that I was at in the station house in Kilmessan, I wasn't actually sick. I was actually, I never felt better. And I was leaping around the place and singing with the band later on in the night. So that was a lie.
But you never got back to the boss though, did you?
No, I'm telling him now. How are you, Dave? If he's listening.
Ah, Dave doesn't care. Dave's got other things going on now. He's elsewhere.
He's elsewhere, yeah. But
he's
anyway, there you are, Dave. I pulled a fast one, but I kind of sort of got caught out. Didn't quite get caught out, but I nearly did.
Did you see Paul's one on Facebook?
No.
Last comment.
Oh, I used to live in Kilmessan. Oh, no, not that one, no. I got stoned one night, rang work, and told them I wouldn't be in the next morning. Forgot I called work and went in the next morning.
That's brilliant. Okay, so Paul's in the lead for the mug.
Nicola says there was video proof of Adrian singing. It was there, Nicola?
Oh, and how does Nicola know this?
And how do you know this, Nicola? I would like to see this video proof. Well, I just deny.
That's what you always do, deny.
You just deny. And Darren informs me that my sister got married there. Thanks for that information, Darren. That's really...
No, I think it's because I said it's basic. And he wrote back and said my sister got married there.
There's nothing basic about the station house. It's a lovely hotel.
I went to a Christmas party there years ago and I just... Maybe it's nicer than I remember it to be.
I'd love to stay in the station house. in the actual the signal cabin.
What's
you
that?
can stay in that.
What is that?
What's a signal cabin?
Am I thinking of the same place that you're thinking of?
Well, I hope so. You said you went to school around the corner.
Well, isn't Dunshaughlin near there?
Sort of. Not really, no. Sort of, yeah. The station house. It's built on the grounds of an old train station.
Really?
The train station being called
Is that why it's called the station house?
Gway.
No, I never knew
that. And in the middle of their grounds, they have an old signal cabin. Do you know what a signal cabin is?
No.
Oh, my Jesus.
No, I don't. Well, Adrian, I was born in 1990,
I couldn't give a care.
I don't know about steam trains and stuff.
No, not steam trains.
I know nothing about steam trains or how
signal
they work.
Signal cabins still exist.
Yeah, but they're not used anymore.
Not really, but then you do know what they are.
Only because you've just told me.
Okay, signal cabins. My granddad worked in one all his life.
Did he?
Yeah, in Dunleary. He used to work in the signal cabin in Dunleary Dart Station.
Is it still working?
No, it's actually gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But my granddad worked there for years and years and years. Anyway, so that was your lie that you got sort of
It was a pain in the ass. I felt like an idiot. Oh, Nicola says her family were at the wedding.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Nicola, keep that to yourself if you don't
Adrian
mind.
Was Adrian in a drunken stupor? And if you have videos, please send them to the All Opinions Matter podcast at gmail.com, please.
Yeah, send it to that email address. Yeah, off you go. Yeah, send it to that email address.
Did I just give out the wrong email?
You did, yeah.
What's the email?
I can't tell you. All Opinions Matter show at gmail.com.
But just to say, good people don't lie. So it was only the only time in my life I've ever lied, and I've never lied.
I don't believe that for one second.
I've never lied other than that.
I've
never told a lie.
No. I'm sorry. I don't believe that for one second. Literally, I don't believe that.
I used to have...
Silence is golden, by the way.
I used to have the trick of all tricks.
Which
when
is?
When I was like 15. Did I ever tell you my trick for being able to basically do what I want at night without my parents knowing?
No, I'm dying to hear.
Oh, God. So I obviously moved down to where I live when I was about 14. Then obviously met the person I was then going to marry. So he had a friend who had an apartment. And what I used to do was, this is a great one. Actually, beware of it for your kids, but it's a great one if you're 14, 15. So I used to say to my friend, oh, yeah, I'm going to come and stay in here. She'd be like, do you want to stay over tonight? And actually, it was a really horrible thing I did. I was such a cow. She'd be like, do you want to come and stay over tonight? And I'd be like, I only did it like 5 times or something. So it's not that bad.
She said to you, do you want to come and stay tonight?
Stay tonight. I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, definitely. And my man knew I was about maybe 14 going 15. And no, I was 15. And my man knew I was a bit of an a-hole as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom would be like, all right, grandchild, pop her ma a text. And then she texted...
The mother.
And she was like, yeah, yeah, cool. She can come and stay here. There's no problem. Grand. Give it an hour. Give it an hour and then text her. Listen, I'm not feeling too peachy. Sorry about that.
So hang on. So you tell your friend, yeah, I'd love to come and stay over. Your mom rings messages the other mother and says, I believe Katie's coming over tonight. Yeah, she's more than welcome. Grand.
Yeah.
And another hour later, you ring your mate, say, ah, no, it won't be over after all.
I was only just
confirmed that you're going.
Yeah.
And where would you go?
Off
what?
With a copious amount of alcohol.
For the whole night?
Yeah. Go off with my friends. The friend who I would have said, I'm not feeling too well to, sometimes I'd kind of say to her, look, it would be a plan, and she'd make her own plan then to come out. We'd both plan it together and then she'd come with me.
And you'd both be out for the whole night.
Oh, I tell you one thing. It was such a thrill, though, because you're nervous up until around 11 o'clock, midnight to midnight. And then after that, you kind of get a bit more relaxed because you're like, they're not going to know. And it's like, then you can let loose. It was great crack. Can you just read messages for a minute or something? I need to deal with this.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Fire ahead there. I love this message from Davin. Davin says, the very first time I went on the Mitch from school in 1995, my ma caught me on TV at the opening of Planet Hollywood in Grafton Street on the RTE News. Now imagine being caught on the hop on the telly. Oh, that's so embarrassing. embarrassing.
No, the worst thing you can do is you see your first mistake is going on the hop. If you get yourself suspended, everyone's a winner.
How?
Because you'll already have listened to the lecture for, and there's no wondering, basically, am I going to get caught? Were you ever suspended in school?
No, I was never suspended, no.
Were you never suspended?
No. No.
Oh my God.
Why, how many times were you suspended?
Twice. No, I was suspended for Mitchin. Funny enough.
Michael says, I called in sick one day, saying I'd whooping cough and shit, thinking I am safe in Dunshaughlin, not knowing my boss actually moved there 2 days beforehand, and I ran into him getting a chicken fillet roll. I was literally stung by the balls, says that message. That's from Michael. Thanks very much indeed, Michael. Yeah, that's mental.
My kids will never lie to me.
That's what you believe.
Never.
Your daughter, I've said this to you before, your daughter is a mini-me with knobs on.
Oh.
So whatever you did on your parents when you were younger.
Oh, I'm in for it.
Multiply it by 10.
I know. And that I'm terrified of her. But you see, she won't be able to pull the wool over my eyes because I'm wide to all the tricks. I use the tricks.
Right.
So
you'll know what she's up to.
I'll know what she's up to. Darren, and it's not Darren, regular Darren. Darren message, how do I get a travel mug? Would really love one. I'm a massive fan, guys. You get me through work every day. Well, Darren, if that is your real name, if you're really listening, you'd know how to win one. We've literally been saying for the last 5 minutes how to win a mug.
Anyway.
Oh, hang on. Here's
what.
Amanda just sent this through to me.
Oh, whoa. Oh, sorry. Hang on. We have to just squeeze this in.
I think this could be our winner today.
Okay, here we go. This is...
Is he hiding in a bush, by the way?
Voice note that just came in. What?
Is he hiding in a bush?
Why?
Have a listen and see.
Okay, here we go.
All right, lads. I've got a bit of a confession. So, I was with my girlfriend. Yeah. And instead of just ending things properly, I told her I'd got a girl pregnant after a house party, thinking she'd just dump me. Stupid idea, I know. Turns out she started asking questions. Things weren't adding up, and she found out I'd made the whole thing up. So instead of just having one awkward conversation, I ended up looking like a complete idiot. Moral of the story, just tell the truth in the first place. Cheers, boys.
So he's trying to get out of the relationship. He said he got a girl pregnant, but no such thing.
But likewise, you can do it as a woman. You can tell him you're pregnant. So it's twofold. It's a very versatile. It's a very versatile lie to tell.
You can tell him you're pregnant, yeah. For somebody else.
No, for him.
Oh, to keep him.
No, to get rid of him if he's that way inclined.
Jesus, I'd hate to know what goes on in your brain.
Oh,
seriously.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.